Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
Saroyal. Drager. Persimiak. And Porter. Your starters for the Prairie School Hawks are Eag, Vanoss, Perry, Wassel, and Ollensdorf. Head coaches for Heritage Christian, Demonte Bynum, and for the Prairie School, Jason Atanasoff. WRJN Racine. Again, both teams very youthful. And as Coach Bynum said, it may take a couple games for his team to perform the way he'd like them to. So the lights go down as we get the Prairie School Hawks introduced. So there's your starters for both teams. Lights come back on, and we're ready to get this one underway. Persimiak jumps for Heritage Christian. And the first shot was no good by Prairie as the Patriots come down now. Drager with the basketball all the way, drives up, can't get it to go, and we have our first foul of the game. So the Patriots pass it in. Now it goes out of bounds off Porter. They say last touched by the Hawks. And they throw it in, and Drager will take it in the backcourt and bring it across the timeline at the top of the key. Drager passes over to Simiak. Now comes back to Porter at the top of the key. He passes over to Saroyal. Saroyal now goes over to Simiak. For Simiak, now they try to go down low, then they dump it back out. And for Simiak with our first points of the game, a three-pointer and full court pressure. by the Patriots. Zeke tries to get it across. He does, down to Wassel. Shot is no good by the Hawks. Ahlenstorf, shot was no good. And here comes the Patriots pushing it up quickly. Kinnear, and now on the drive was Porter, just a little too quick for his defender, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And again, the scoreboard is not giving us who the fouls are on. Not putting that up there. Maybe because it's the first night. Don't know. First one was good. Second one hits the rim. Rebound comes down to Ahlenstorf. And he gets it to Eag. Eag on the drive. Dumps it in the corner. To Vinas. Then it comes back out to Ahlenstorf. He goes across court to Vinas. Then on the drive, Perry loses it. But Vinas gets it back to Eag. Eag now pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Comes down to the Patriots. Gunnar all the way down in a corner now. Shot is up. No good by Versimic. And here comes Wassel the other way, and he's fouled. So that foul was on Wassel, but they're not showing it up on the board. First one up, no good by Wassel. Drager, the foul was on. Jordan Drager. Wassel misses the first. Will he get the first point of the season for the Hawks? No, he will not. Versimiak with the rebound. And Drager has it in his hands at the top of the key. Spin move by Drager comes in. Fadeaway shot no good by Drager. And the rebound to Ahlenstorf. And gets it into the hands of Eag. They want him to handle the ball as much as possible. Eag, the playmaker for this Hawks team. Now here's a three-pointer that's no good by Perry. And the rebound comes down once again to the Patriots. That falls on Wassel. His second. A team third. So Jordan Drager will bring it up for Heritage Christian. He passes over to Porter. Back to Drager. On the wing. Top of the key. To Gunnar. Now from the corner. The three-pointer's good. Three-pointer by Soroyer. Soroyer with the three-pointer to make it 7-0. Full court pressure by the Patriots. Prairie School breaks it though. Shot up and good by Ahlenstorf. And he gets the first 2 points of the season for the Prairie School. Now, another three-pointer. No good by Porter. And this rebound, Eag's going to push it up the court. For the Hawks, they trail 7-2. Passes over to Perry. Perry looked like he was going to take the three. Now tries to penetrate with it. Gives it back out to Eag. Eag on the shot, no good. He wanted a foul, but somehow Vinas got it back for the Hawks. Vinas now with the three-pointer from the side, no good. Hit the ring. Here comes the Patriots pushing it up quickly. There's the finger roll, that's good. Finger roll layup by Soroyer to make it 9-2. Eag with the basketball, almost had it stolen. Now Perry. Hands it off to Ahlenstorf. Now to Eag. He goes in the corner on the right wing to Perry. Perry on the penetration. Puts it up, no good. And he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
his first, team second, at the line shooting two, Chandler.
So Perry at the line, 4-2. First one up is good. All net makes it 9-3. Second one up, all net also by Perry to make it 9-4. But Drager brings it up slowly for the Patriots. Now here's a three-pointer launched from the key by Sorroyer. That's no good, and they try to push it down quickly to Vanoss. Vanoss gives it up to Ellenstorff, and he scores. Dalton Ellenstorff to make it 9-6 as Drager brings it down quickly on the drive. Has it rejected. Rejected by the Patriots. Down to Perry, who puts it up and scores to make it 9-8. And just like that, the Hawks are back in this game. All right, Drager will walk it up for the Patriots. 12:45 to go in our first half. 9-8. Heritage Christian with the lead. Passes over to top of the key to Kinnear. Now Drager. And now we're going to have a player control foul on Karcher, Nathan Karcher, a senior guard that just came in for the Patriots. And Eag gets the basketball from Vanoss and takes it across the timeline, gives it back to Vanoss. Driving in is Ellenstorff. He can't get it to go, but drew the foul. Well, with that height at 6'5", he can take the ball down low. First time at the line tonight. First one's no good. And checking in for first time tonight for the Hawks is Reese Carter, 5'11" junior. As he spells Chandler Perry. Second one up is good. And we're tied at 9 with 12 minutes to go in our first half. Drager takes it across the timeline. Now passes over to Gunnar. Gunnar gives it up to Sorroyer. Now Sorroyer goes to the top of the key to Karcher. Now Drager on the finger roll is good. Jordan Drager with a finger roll layup. That's good to make it 11-9. Heritage Christian. Eag trying to get across. Double team. Gives it up to Vanoss. Back to Eag. Now Vanoss has it taken away. Taken away coming down is Sorroyer. And he dumps it off to Gunnar. And Gunnar scores to make it 13-9. Full court pressure. 2-1-2 trap by the Patriots. Now there's a three-pointer. Good by Vanoss on the three-pointer to make it 13-12. We got a timeout. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Baines AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Baines AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
And surprisingly, both teams not making a lot of turnovers for a first game. And Drager will walk it up for the Patriots. Now gets guarded by Eek. Drager comes in, then takes it back outside to Porter. Now from the corner, the three-pointer's good by Gunnier. Gunnier with the three-pointer to make it 16-12. Nolan Grabb now in the game for the Hawks. Now intercepted by the Hawks, coming down quickly, Sawyer. Player control foul coming up on Sawyer. And checking back in is Perry for the Patriots. Correction for the Hawks. And Vanoss from the corner is no good. Put back no good by the Hawks. Now Vanoss, the three-pointer again. This time he gets it to make it 16-15 at the 10-20 mark. Drager will take it across for Heritage Christian. Being guarded by Eeg. Takes it in, then loses it. Loses it to Ellensdorf. Down to Eeg. Eeg puts it up, can't get it to go. And here comes the Patriots the other way with it. So knocked out of bounds. Rejected him on the layup, but a clean block. So it'll stay with the Patriots of Heritage Christian. 9:57 to go, 16-15. The inbound to for Simak. There's a shot up that's no good. And we got a jump ball. Possession arrow to Heritage Christian. So Karcher to inbound. Checking in for the first time tonight for Heritage Christian is Edward Reby, a senior forward. Now they go in the corner from the wing. Shot is up and good by Sawyer to make it 19-15, a three-pointer. That full court pressure trap by the Heritage Christian Patriots as Perry brings it across from the corner. The three-pointer's good. Three-pointer's good by Nolan Grebb to make it 19-18 at the nine-minute mark. Gunnier with the basketball, loses it. And Perry picks it up and throws it down quickly to Eek, who scores. Carson Eek. Assisted by Perry on that to make it 20-19. The Prairie School with their first lead of the night. Now they get it down low, then they kick it back out on the wing. Three-pointer no good by Sawyer. And the rebound comes down to the Hawks. Grab had it, gives it to Eeg, who takes it across the timeline. Now Eeg gives it up to Vanoss. Vanoss to Grib. Now back inside to Ellensdorf, who misses it. And a rebound comes down to the Patriots on the drive. Couldn't get it to go. Was Blum. Correction, Bloom. And he loses it. And Dalton Allensdorf with another nice play. Now they pass it over to Vinas. Back on top of the key to Allensdorf, who goes down low. Shot is up and good by Chandler Perry on the kickback. Missed the first one, got the second one to make it 22-19, 7:44 to go. Now they get it down low to Karcher. Karcher's got nowhere to go with it, being double-teamed. Kicks it back out to Sorroyer. His three-pointer's good. Sorroyer with the three-pointer to make it 22-22. Timeout called. It's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Habish, Habish, and Rotier, and our newest patron, Jason Atanasoff. So Eag, the inbound for the Hawks, as we're tied at the 7:30 mark, 22-22. Eagle walk it up, since there's no pressure. Passes over to Perry. Now back to Allensdorf. Now down low, shot is overlaid by Perry, but Perry got it back, but he fouled to get it back. Four fouls now, team fouls on the Hawks as Drager takes it across. Now they pick him up. And now we're going to have a blocking foul, which is an offensive foul on the Patriots. And the Hawks will inbound, and it'll be Vinas. Vinas will inbound to Eag. Eag gives it up to Allensdorf. Now back to Greb. Greb at the top of the key. He's got nowhere to go. He's got to give it up. Gives it to Allensdorf on the wing, and he drives in, overlays a layup over the glass, and here comes Drager running with it. And he passes off, and the shot is good by Porter, assisted by Drager, to make it 24-22, Heritage Christian. As he brings it across, 6:20 to go in our first half. Eag now gives it up to Greb. Greb now on the drive, almost to travel. Gives it back up to Allensdorf. His shot over the rim, no good. Spun out. Rebound to Sorroyer. Sorroyer trying to take it coast to coast. Then kicks it out to Porter. Back to Drager. Now back on the wing to Sorroyer. His shot up. The floater is good. The one-handed floater from about 5 feet is good for Sorroyer to make it 26-22 as Eagle bringing across. And no stopping the Patriots, so you want to push that ball up. As the Hawks now with it. Allensdorf tries to go down low to Perry, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Hawks. Now they inbound it to Perry, to Eag, to Allensdorf, back to Vinas. to Adeline Starf. Now on the drive is Perry. He overlays it, hit the glass, and that was it. He's down on the floor. They'll stop the game here shortly, I'm sure. He's still down. Shot is up and good. Reby with that basket to make it 29-22. Heritage Christian, as Chandler Perry went down hard, but he got up on his own and is walking to the bench. So there was a timeout called. They may bring him back now because that was an official's timeout, which they will. So 5:12 to go in our first half. Emmett Wassel. Wassel back in the game now for the Hawks. He's been out for a while. Eag with the basketball. Gives it up to Greb. Greb back to Wassel. Now Greb pulls up. Ooh, triple team. Gets it off to Allenstorff, but then he loses it. Loses it to Reby, but then Eag gets it back. Tries a wild shot, and it almost went down. Now they go in the corner on the wing to Saroyer. He's bottled up there. He's got to get it out on the top of the key. Now Drager with the basketball. He gives it up to on the wing, and it's good by Porter. Porter from the right wing, assisted by Drager. 32-22, a 10-point lead now for Heritage Christian. Allenstorff tried to go down low to Wassel, and he couldn't handle it. So it'll go back to the Patriots. Checking in for the first time tonight is Lasko. Khalib Lasko, a sophomore guard for the Patriots. Drager with the basketball. Gives it up to Saroyer. Now back to Drager on a spin move. Gives it up to Porter. Porter now with the floater. No good. Rebound to Greb. Greb gives it up to Eag. Eag pushes it up the floor this time. Tries to go down low to Wassel. Wassel's reverse layup is no good. Off the ring. And here comes the Patriots the other way. Drager, top of the key. Now gives it up to Lasko. Lasko goes across court to Saroyer. And he gives it back to Drager. Down to 3:25 to go in our first half. Lasko pulls it back out. Now gives it up to Porter. Porter behind the arc. Now on the drive, pulls up, shoots, scores. Chase Porter with another two. Fadeaway from about 8 feet to make it 34-22. He's got to be one of the leading scorers. Here's Eag with the basketball, under three to play in the first half. Wassel with the basketball now, passes across court. Now here's a three-pointer that's airballed by Vanoss. Kickback is no good by Allenstorff. He thought he was fouled. He got hit in the face, but they said no. Now from the corner of the wing, it's no good by Porter. And we got a foul coming up here on Heritage Christian over the back. And checking back in is Gunier. Gunier for the Heritage Christian also coming in. Stepniewski. Stepniewski is making his first appearance tonight for the Patriots, and we're talking about, do we have a 1-1, I believe. Because I'm not sure the scoreboard is correct.
Well, even if it is bonus, it, over the back, that's an offensive foul, unless they're calling it a loose ball over the back, right?
Well, he's going to the line, so Wassel for a 1-1, I believe. He's 0 for 2. First one up, is no good, and the rebound comes down to Goodyear. Gives it up to Stepniewski, who shoots, can't score. And Eag's going to take it across after almost being fouled. Passes over to Perry. Perry now goes down low to Wassel. Wassel back out to Perry. Perry's three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Heritage Christian. Pushing it up is Stepniewski. Back out to Drager. Now back at the top of the key to Stepniewski. Now here's a three-pointer that's no good by Lasko. Lasko on the air ball of the three-pointer. And coming all the way down and putting it up is Wassel. And he's got to go to the line and shoot some more free throws. At the 139 mark, 34-22. Heritage Christian with the lead. He's 0 for 3. This one up is no good. And the rebound, I think, to Perry as he tries to do a reverse layup. And I don't know if they called traveling or called a foul or he stepped on the baseline. No, they're going to say he was pushed out of bounds. Jump ball. Jump ball, possession arrow to the Hawks. Now, spin move, that's good. Chandler Perry on the spin move, and he gets two off the glass to make it 34-24. Heritage Christian still with the lead. Closing in on a minute to go. Drager takes it across. Here's an NBA three that's no good by Stepniewski. And here comes Allensdorf the other way for the Hawks. Now it's knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Hawks. So checking back in is Bloom. Bloom for the Patriots. Now Eag with a three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound to Bloom, who just came back in. And Drager takes it across. He handles the ball a lot. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Porter. Porter with another tray to make it 37-24. He is on fire for the Heritage Christian Patriots. Eag with the basketball with 40 seconds to go in our first half. Eag all the way on the drive. Puts it up. No good. Rebound to Drager. Drager takes it all the way down. Still didn't shoot, though. Passes over to Goodyear. Now they give it up to Lasko. Lasko's three-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebound to Allensdorf. And he'll give it up to Eag with 10 seconds to go in our first half. Got to shoot here quickly. Tries to put it up. He's fouled. He'll go to line. Should shoot two there. Getting ready to check back in is Greb. For the 1 for 2. For Allensdorf. First one up is good. And Greb will check back in for Wassel. He'll get the second now, fouled in the act. Second one in and out, no good. Rebound. And that's the end of our first half of play with our score. Heritage Christian 37. The Prairie School 25. We'll step away for 2 minutes, and then we'll come back and run down all the scoring for you. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
All right, thank you, Dylan. Got a update here from the McGuire Letch gymnasium floor. With 9:37 left in the first half, it's St. Catherine 17, Burlington 8. So a lot of defense being employed by the St. Catherine's Angels, only allowing 8 points in about a 9-minute span to a team. So 17-8 is the last score we got with 9:37 left in the first half at the McGuire Gymnasium Letch floor. And we'll try to keep an eye on that one all night. So let's turn it back over to Dylan and run down our unofficial scoring for tonight.
Thanks, Dick. Leading the way for the Patriots, it's Marcus Soa Royer with 13 points. Chase Porter with 11. And Aiden Ganier with 5 points. And for the Prairie, leading the way, Chandler Perry with 8. Ryan Vanoss with 6. And Dalton Ollensdorf with 6 as well.
All right, so yes, 37-25 at halftime. And we can tell you our next ball game will be November 30th, when we'll come to you from the Nest at Case High School for the Thanksgiving showcase being put on by Marcus West, and we'll have him as a halftime guest. You'll be treated to a doubleheader that night, as we will first call Verona versus Milwaukee Academy of Science. Tip-off is approximately at 4:30. I should say pregame will be approximately at 4:30 if we have one, hopefully, with tip-off at 5. And then at the conclusion of that game, we'll have the nightcap of that day that features, I believe it's 8 games. We'll have St. Catharines versus Racine Park. Coverage begins approximately at 6 p.m. with tip-off at 6:30. And you know it's probably going to be later than that for both teams, for both games that we do. But again, here it's 37-25 at halftime, as Heritage Christian leads. So let's take a moment now to talk a little bit about the different conferences we cover. And let's start with the Metro Classic, where this year the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook, which is published every year by Mark Miller, he has the St. Catharines Angels winning the Metro Classic. And what he says about the Angels is, you win with guards, and St. Catharines has the best collection of backcourt players in the loop, led by speedy junior point guard Lamont Hamilton, who's coming off of a record-setting night as a wide receiver in that state title game that St. Catharines played in last Thursday night, which we covered. He's got Dominican second, followed by Martin Luther. He's got Racine Lutheran fourth. He states about the Lutheran Crusaders, this team is going to be really, really good. Lack of size is the lone drawback for a deep, experienced squad. So we're looking forward to that. And for the Prairie School, as I stated in my opening, he's got them picked for seventh. He said lots and lots of young talent in the program. A dangerous team as the season progresses, and we'll see if that plays out. But again, he's got the teams we cover. He's got St. Catharines to win it. He's got Racine Lutheran picked for fourth, and the Prairie School for seventh. And again, that's just lip service paperwork until you do it on the floor. But it appears St. Catharines is getting off to a good start tonight. As we said, the last score we got, they were leading 7-8 over Burlington. Now we move to the Midwest Classic, where this team tonight, Heritage Christian, Mark Miller's got them picked to finish sixth in the Midwest Classic. He said lots of talent to replace, but Patriots have some young athletes. And he's got another team we follow, Catholic Central, to finish 12th. He said the Hilltoppers will be improved behind the play of Sam Fate. But again, an uphill road for the Hilltoppers. So we got about 2 minutes to go till halftime's over. So we have the Wisport minute. We can play that from Travis Wilson.
An exciting football state championships feature records, thrillers, and goodbyes. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. It was an exciting 2 days at Camp Randall Stadium for the WIAA Football State Championships. Things opened with a defensive battle in Division 7 as Edgar and head coach Jerry Sins claimed their ninth title with a 19-0 win over Potosi Cassville. Lomira captured its first ever championship, taking down Grantsburg 26-19 in the D6 game. Stratford moved up a division this year but still won a third consecutive title, downing Wrightstown 21-6 in the Division 5 contest that is also the final game for head coach Jason Tubbs. Junior wide receiver Lamont Hamilton had 275 all-purpose yards, including four long touchdowns, as Racine St. Catharines held off Baldwin-Woodville to claim the Division IV championship. The first game on Friday morning was a doozy, with Notre Dame senior running back Christian Collins setting a new all-division state finals record with 408 rushing yards and five scores on 39 carries as the Tritons pulled away from Catholic Memorial 49-28 for the Division III title. Collins also became just the second player in state history to go over 3,000 yards in a season, finishing with 3,084 rushing yards and 42 touchdowns this year. Slinger trailed until 3 minutes remained in the Division II title game, but rallied to defeat Rice Lake 31-30. Bayport held off a furious second half charge by Muskego to win Division I 25.
All right, thanks to Travis Wilson for that WISSports.net minute. As we were privileged to see Travis and Colton Wilson up at the state football finals last week at Camp Randall. Both Dylan and I got an opportunity to chat for a little while as we start our second half. And Heritage Christian inbounds at Drager. Passes over to Versamick. Versamick gives it up to Porter. Back to Versamick. Now Porter with the basketball. Gives it back out to Gunnier. Gunnier back to Porter. He's going to put up an NBA three. Barely hit the ring. Rebound to Allensdorf. And the Hawks, let's see what they're going to do. Eag brings it down quickly. Stops. Now gives it up to Perry. Perry on the drive, puts it up, and can't get the roll. Missed that ball, and Drager to bring it up court quickly. Played 1 minute here in the second half. Drager now passes over to Stepniewski. Now the shot goes in by Gunnier, and it's 39-25. Eag brings it across the timeline. Eag gives it up to Perry on a wing. Now Perry gives it at the top of the key to Adlenstor. Now here's a three-pointer. Good by Vinas. Vinas from the top of the key for three to make it 39-28. Trying to keep it close enough where they can come and score. Oh, good ball movement that time by the Patriots. Porter misses the three-pointer. And here comes Perry the other way. Gives it off to Eag. Now Vinas again. His three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Drager. And Drager will give it up quickly to Sawyer. And then Sawyer on a finger roll, taking it inside from about 10 feet. That one-handed finger roll to make it 41-28. Now Eag gave it up to Wassel. Wassel gives it up to Perry. Now at the top of the keys, Allensdorf. Now to Eag. Eag pulls up. Looked like he was going to shoot. Passes across court to Vinas. Vinas now gives it to Wassel. And then they lose it. Lose it to Gunnier, and then had a foul on the Patriots. Nope, they say a violation. Okay. So the Hawks inbound it at half court. Now Eag on the drive. Can't get it off the glass. Here comes Drager pushing it up quickly. Gives it up in the corner to Sawyer. Now the three-pointers. No good by Versamick. Then Versamick scores as he gets his own layup to make it 43-28. Little laziness that time by the Hawks. They could have got that rebound. Wassel now on the wing at the top of the key to Vinas. Vinas passes across court to Eag. Eag goes across court to Vinas. Now on the drive, Allensdorf to Perry. Now the three-pointer by Vinas is no good. Goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Patriots at the 14:40 mark of our second half. First game for both teams. So the Patriots inbound it to Gunnier. Gunnier goes over to Sawyer. Now they go back to Drager at the top of the key. Now Drager gives it up to Sawyer. Sawyer goes down low to Drager. Drager goes to Porter. Now the three-pointer, in and out, no good by Sawyer. And here comes Eag with that rebound. Now Eag will try to penetrate, then he gives it up to Adlenstorff. Adlenstorff now gave it to Eag, to Wassel at the top of the key. Then to Perry. Now Perry gave it up to Wassel. Now from the corner, the three-pointer by Eag, no good. Drager with another rebound, taking it all the way down. Then the no-look pass is no good by Versonik. Banas now back to Wassel, and it goes out of bounds, and they're going to say last touched. Last touch by Emmett. So the Patriots to inbound at the 13:30 mark. They get it in to Gagnier. Gagnier gives it up right away to Porter. Back to Gagnier. Now cross court to Bloom. Bloom check back in for Heritage Christian. Now it goes out of bounds, and let's see if it stays with Heritage Christian. It does. 13-11 to go. 43-28. Heritage Christian with the lead. Pass goes into Bloom. Now the floater is no good by Versonik. And driving all the way down and then losing it is Perry. But it'll stay with the Hawks. Vanoss inbounds it to Wassel. Back to Vanoss. Now Adlenstorff. Now Eag on the drive. Tries to get it to Vanoss. He does. Now driving in and missing it is Adlenstorff. But he'll go to the line to shoot two. He's 2 for 4 tonight. That one shooter's touch is good. Make it 3 for 5. Now checking back in is Karcher for the Patriots. Second one up, all net good. Makes it 43-30, a 13-point lead. For the Patriots, down to 12:40 to go. Drager's going to take a three-pointer. That's no good. Versamick wanted to put it back up. And out of bounds. Last touch by the Hawks. So they inbound to Karcher. Karcher on the drive. Pulls up, shoots, and gets the shooter's touch. Good by Karcher. From about 8 feet inside there. Here's Eag now with the basketball. Eag pulls up. He shoots. Can't get it to go over the back. Here's Allensdorf, and they let it go. Now Drager with the basketball at the top of the key for Heritage Christian. Time getting away from the Hawks here. We're under 10 to play now, 45-32. There's a shot that's good. Left-handed by Gunnar to make it 47-32. And again, that halftime score, 34-18. Angels with the lead over the Demons at St. Catharines. There's a shot that barely hit the ring, and a rebound comes down to Bloom. Bloom gave it up. Now comes back out to Drager at the top of the key for Heritage Christian. 9 minutes to go in our second half. 15-point lead. Now we got a timeout called. Looks like a full timeout called by Heritage Christian. So we'll step away for 6 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
With Thanksgiving just days away, O&H Danish Bakery's Thanksgiving Stuffed Kringle has become a traditional family favorite. A filling stuffed with more crunchy pecans and more cranberries makes it doubly delicious. So be sure to pick up one today. And while visiting family and friends over the weekend, be sure to bring an O&H Kringle to share and enjoy. Everyone loves oven fresh Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
And see if the timeout for the Hawks. See if they set up differently here as they inbound it. The Patriots do to Drager. Drager, he's handled the ball most of the night. Now he passes over to Karcher. Karcher at the top of the key, pulls out, gives it up now to Bloom. Now back to Karcher. His three-pointer, air ball, no good. But they get the rebound once again. Boy, they've done a good job on the boards. Now Bloom with it. Gives it up to Karcher. Karcher loses it. A lot of physical activity going on there. Now there's a shot up there. It's no good. By Gunnar. And the rebound comes down to the Hawks. And it's Allensdorf with it at the 8:30 mark. They got to hit a few threes here to get back in this. Eag now with the basketball. Gives it up to Wassel, who drives in. Puts it up. Couldn't get it to go, but drew the foul. So he'll go to line to shoot two. Second foul on the Patriots here. 0 for 4 for Wassel. First one up, make it 0 for 5. Checking back in now will be Chandler Perry. For Allensdorf.